is Radio Free.
Hello and welcome to show 15. It's the Valentine Love Edition.
This is a Rachel Cash on Pirate Satellite. Holding your living money, cashing in the middle of life. This is a Rachel Cash on Pirate Satellite. This is a Rachel Cash. Everybody hold on tight.
Down the drain.
Check it out.
Harder, better, faster, stronger. Harder, better, faster, stronger.
Bang. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life.
From a heat.
love you.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash Show 15. That was Astounded Saliva by Sol Coffin, which was RJD2 and Curtis Mayfield. Nothing like Curtis Mayfield to get you in the mood. Mood for love. And before that was DJ Love Affair by Lewin Placido, which is basically what it's about, this show. It's all about love. And that included, oh god, massive list. That included bits of Last Night a DJ Saved My Life by In Deep, included bits of Curtis Mayfield again, Cast of Millions, and of course, when you actually come to it, you can't remember them. many tracks, about 5 or 6 tracks in there. As I said, this is the Valentine's edition. I hope you're all doing something special, or if not, you're all at home with the red wine and paracetamol. No, sorry, getting depressed. No, listening to your Joy Division. No, I do hope not. And we'll have a few special mixes. There's not going to be a history of mashups, I'll just warn you. I'll probably do those one off, wax on, wax off, and so just like the Karate Kid, because it just gets too much to actually do them every single show, because more I do them, the more I sort of have to verify all my facts and make sure I've done all my research, and it's all a bit like take some of the fun out of it. So I think I'll probably do those probably one every two shows. I might do them, you know, a couple in a row if I get inspired, but they are fun to do, so I'm not dropping them. But it's quite fun just to do the odd show that is I don't have the pressure of having to do those, otherwise it gets a bit too much like work, really. So we're going to start with a mix, a mix of love, as you would say. Anyway, I'm starting with a mix from, well, I've nicked a little bit from the Kleptones Rinse mix, which is called What Is. I will tell you more about that afterwards. There's several bits from that mix, and it's well worth getting, so I'll give you the URL and the lowdown, as they say. So I'll see you in a short while.
What is love?
I'm not wearing any underwear.
I think it's a disaster.
If you don't kiss me now, I'm going to throw up.
There's very little of any quality out there.
What is love?
I don't think I can fairly answer that question. I think that should be answered by other people.
Mm-hmm.
If other people enjoy it, and...
So you're a man of simple tastes.
I suppose you could say that.
What is love?
Getting it is easy. Filling it with illegal substances and sending it across the border is not.
Look, don't get smart. You'll get pushed right down that hill.
What is love?
You know, I just assumed it would eventually happen, and, you know, sure enough, it did eventually happen. There's a lot of fucked up stuff in there. There's something for everybody to dislike.
What is love?
God, I don't know, it's kind of hard to describe it.
Just did laundry, have clean pants, and feel good.
That's the most romantic thing I've ever heard.
What is love?
Get arrested, boy.
Get on the street.
leaving. The whole time I think to myself, this isn't fair. What is this I see?
No.
You don't come home to me.
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't come home to me.
Man.
Can't feel, can't bear. You keep telling me lies, but to your surprise, look, I found her red coat and your bitch on out there. What you blow up, blow up. Ha ha, how many? How you gonna say now? So far, I'm sincere. Vacations in my ear. Tell me so far, the wall I come sliding down.
What is this I see?
I don't believe
you. Don't come home to me.
Well, you don't come home to me.
Can't deal, can't bear.
Well, you keep telling me lies, but to your surprise, I hope you're happy since you're out there.
Yeah, you've been caught.
Thank you.
Why you pay me to stop? Absolutely pure class. That was Kevin Blechdom with D-Sicko. John Whitney Houston is the track. And That should be subtitled "Die, Whitney, Die." Those last couple of songs were the revenge of being in the mid 90s and having to hear these songs on the top of the charts for 17 or 18 weeks. I wanted to exact revenge, so there you go. Before that, you heard Phantom Mansions, "Everything I Do It For You," which is from Ruby Tracks. Again, revenge. Revenge is mine. Or revenge is Phantom Mansions. He's from Australia, but. Good revenge, we like. Then before that was Kleptones from their new Rinse mix was Caught Out Nightclubbing, which is Kellis and I think Nightclubbing, as in the Iggy and the Stooges, Iggy Pop, I think, but I might be totally wrong there. Before that was Soundhog in the mix with I Feel You Really Caught Me on Edge, which is Kellis, Caught Out There, I Feel Love, and LCD Sound System. And then there was Curve, I Feel Love, which is the, you know, there's that I won't say horrible, sounds terrible to say horrible, but there's that version of Blue Man Group that's going around podcasts at the moment. Coverville have played it, Adam Curry have played it. Well, that's the original. Oh, it's the first time I've ever heard anyone do a rock and roll version of I Feel Love. Excuse me. And that was 1993. So I think Blue Man Group have a bit of explaining to do. Curve were a sort of industrial, they're sort of Marilyn Manson before Marilyn Manson, they were sort of industrial rock band, but the lead singer Tony Halliday looked a lot nicer. It was Tony with an I, and they used to be an enemy all the time. So there wasn't this kind of Marilyn Manson, they are that devil type stuff, but it's a shame that they never really got anywhere. Well, they did, but they didn't get any sort of mass, you know, sort of mass fame, really, and have disappeared. It was sad, really, because I love that cover of I Feel Love. Before that was Bubblehead with Feel Love and Satisfaction, which is a mix of I Feel Love and Benny Benassi Satisfaction. You push the button bit. And before that was another bit from Kleptones called What Is, which is from the Rinse mix. You have to check out the Rinse mix. I'll put the link in the show notes. It's on the Kleptones website, which I think is www.kleptones.com or thekleptones.com. I can't exactly remember, so that's why I say put it in the show notes. So, you know, it's a really good mix. There's a lot of really good stuff in there. It's like one of their clean mix. Clean? What am I talking about? Their Queen mix or their Yoshimi mix. But there's a lot of really, you know, it's a lot more varied because they did it for The Rinse, which is XFM in London, James Hyman. And at the moment, they've got a torrent up there. So you can download the whole thing through torrent. And just torrents where you can download it as one. They've been really good. They've done it as one track, or they've done it as several broken up tracks, depending on whether you want to burn it to CD or whether you want to play it in your MP3 player. And so that was my mix in honour of love. Oh dear. In honour of coughing. No, in honour of love. In honour of the kings of love. But to be honest, I'll be celebrating Lupercalia, being more of a Roman sort of pagan tip, really, on the 15th. I don't know how you celebrate Lupercalia. I hope it isn't you have to disavow yourself. But certainly I was more interested in the fact that it started on the 15th as Lupercalia with the Romans as a fertility festival. And then the Christian church came along and nicked it in honour of St. Valentine, and then it became All the Things We Love Us, and people around the world celebrate different ones, so it's actually totally hallmark anyway. So, anyway, so I wanted to share with you a really good, I listen to Whole Wheat Radio, that's my coming out. I know, I listen to Whole Wheat Radio. And they're probably not the coolest thing, but I listen to the rants and when they do the house things. I don't actually listen to the online radio stations, because unfortunately I can not always get online during the week. But he said Jim Bob and Esther. Jim Bob said something very, very apt, and I'm gonna play it for you. It's linked to what I said on my blog about
there seems to be two kind of types of podcasts at the moment. There are people who are replicating what's on radio, and there are people who are trying to do something a bit different or doing things you just could not get on radio. Either they're swearing, or like me, they're playing mashups, or you know, there's you know, formats or content that you know is not sort of media friendly. But there's also a bunch of people who are sort of reinventing radio, as Jim Bob puts it. And I'll play the clip and see what you think.
And reinvented television. I would say, I don't know what. I haven't got a percentage, but a high percentage of podcasts that are out there are either trying to get advertising, they're working on it, or they've already got it. Fine, no problem. I understand it. Do what you want to do. I see a lot of the podcasts that get uploaded are basically snarfs from Air America or from public radio, things that we already had. And I've been sorely disappointed in that, but have also been very happy and heartened by audio magazines that continue in the independent tradition.
Cigar Box Guitar says Jim's after some rumpy pumpy tonight.
Where they're not professionally done and they don't attempt to be professional and there's some reality in them and that sort of thing. I think that's great. As for all the other stuff, fine, great. Reinvent radio and put it out in downloadable subscription form. Big friggin' deal. What a waste of a new technology. But as I say, that's... I was reading Doc Searles this morning. I actually had a chance to look at some blogs today. And he made some interesting comments about advertising, how he is not going to do advertising on his website. By the way, I noticed Boing Boing in my RSS feeds, Google ads are popping up. And I believe I'm going to unsubscribe to Boing Boing. Not because I don't find what they have somewhat entertaining or interesting at times, but they shove ads in my face and I have a choice between Jaywalk's blog and Boing Boing's blog and the feeds. I've always gotten Jaywalk's, but it's like, I really, you know what? I don't care if I miss the information on Boing Boing because it's available elsewhere. And shoving ads in my RSS reader as high profile as they are, I think sets a horrible, horrible example. But they're free to do what they want, and I'm free to do what I want. I'm free to listen to whatever I want to listen to. You're free to listen to whatever the hell you want to listen to. And if you find me offensive or you find anything about this offensive, I would remind you that it may be hard to find on a computer, but there is an off button.
I love that, and you must go and check out Whole Wheat Radio, especially the rants. It's kind of like, it's a bit like, sort of like a new, I hate to say a new form of Zoo Radio, because of course, in a way, he's not trying to replicate what's existing on radio. And he also was talking about characters before that, and what I said before when the whole, Madge Weinstein thing happened. Everybody has a character, and he said about the fact that people are saying, oh, they're on the 50th show, and he's going, whippy, you know, they've been doing it for 2.5 years under the name of Audio Magazines. And I just find it very interesting, because I have the same sort of, you know, approach to it, that I don't want to have ads, I don't want to actually become commercial. I don't want to do this as a job, because anything you do as a job, it's one of these things. You think, yeah, a bit like, oh, it'd be really nice to have a yacht in the Caribbean and your own personal jet. You think, oh, it'd be great if someone paid you to do this and, you know, didn't change anything. But they always do. You know, they always do change things. And it does kind of sadden me that people are getting quite successful by being quite, you know, like radio. They're like radio, but on the web, which is kind of a bit like, it's a bit like when photography first came out. And everyone was trying to ape fine art. They were trying to ape, you know, all of the, you know, the impressionist techniques, and, you know, and they were using linen in front of the, you know, when they were printing, and, you know, various things in front of the photograph to make it look all out of focus and blurry and impressionist. And eventually they said, "Fuck it, we're going to be our own art form. We're going to do our own thing, and we're going to, you know." It took them a long time to do that. And I just don't. It seems sad to go down that territory of aping something existing when we have something where we can actually already be different. We can already do it different. Anyway, that's my rant. But I just thought you might be interested, and you've got to check out Whole Wheat Radio on www.wholewheatradio.com, I think it is, yes. And that was from February the 11th. That was the 11th show. And it was quite a serious show, but also quite funny as well. It's very mad, very mad. But and they're actually in Alaska. They're actually broadcasting from a small sort of... They live in a sort of 12-foot... Well, is it 12-foot? No, 12-foot. Anyway, small shack in Alaska near Talkeetna. And certainly they come from, I think, more of the alternative... Not talking kind of like really sort of heavy hippie here, but certainly from the alternative people who've actually decided to make a... decided to sort of get away from, you know, from a lot of commercialism and capitalism in America, and move somewhere up there, which is a great step. And their hobby has turned into a radio station, and is actually, in a way, commercialism has followed them, which I found quite interesting. Anyway, enough of this. I'm going to play a track which is my dedication. If there was a personal dedication line on this radio station, someone would be phoning up and saying, I'd like to play this for my partner. And I'm going to be really indulgent. I'm going to play one of my tracks, because it is actually dedicated to my partner, John, who I will be with not on Monday night, but on Tuesday night. And he has heard it, but doesn't really get on. Has heard me DJ as well, but doesn't actually get on with podcasts at all. Well, he likes podcasts, not really into mashups or bootlegs. It's not his kind of music. His music is kind of like music of the 16th and early 15th centuries, Handel and the like. But this is a track I dedicated to him, and I did for the Park Splice Blur CD. So see what you think. Say it's for John.
His face, so soft and wondrous fair, the bluest eye and strongest hand. I love the ground on where he stands. I love the ground on where he stands.
That was Golden Beard, or My True Love Has a Golden Beard, by TBC, otherwise known as me. It used to be on the website under the mutantpop.net/instamatic, and we'll be back up there sometime soon, but I took it off when all the sort of bit of a witch hunt happened. Yes, that's for John. That includes Nina Simone with Black is a Colour, which is actually a cover of what's supposed to be an authentic folk tune. Scottish folk tune was actually written in the 50s. There was a lawsuit about it because everyone at the time was pretending to be authentic and traditional, and he actually lied about that, and actually he wrote it himself. And the backing was a cover of a Syd Barrett track called Golden Hair, which is by Slowdive. And the little bit, the 2.1 the little sound at the start and the end was actually the bit of Blur I used, because it was a wanky jazz track, which I absolutely hated. So I couldn't cope with it at all. It was all over the place, time signatures all over the place. And it's actually a B-side called Beard, if you know it, by Blur. And it was part of the Park Spliced project. It was one of the B-sides. It's one of the best tracks I've done. It probably says all I ever need to say about my partner. And I've not actually mentioned much about my partner. We're about to wrap up. It's probably not a good idea to go on to it too much. But John is, what is he? He is 58, or was he 59? 58. He works at Kingston University doing information systems. And yes, he is. He is my true love. So it's gonna. I'll be spending Tuesday night with him. Not Monday, but it will be good. I've got to try and work out a Lupercalia prison, if there is such a thing. Because we're both kind of like Roman, you know, we're in Rome, we spent all the time going around all of the Hadrian's Villa and all of the places that are very, basically I'm a Roman art freak, and he's more of a sort of Roman history freak, so we kind of complement each other on that one. So it's good to have a common interest. So I hope all of you have a good Valentine's Day, and you get to spend your time or time nearby with your partner or partners. And it goes well, or you have a nice day, whatever, and think bollocks the whole idea of having a partner or partners, or the whole idea anyway. And if you want to email me, you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net, and you can look at the website where I have all the, almost all the links to download all these tracks at www.mutantpop.net/radioclash. I should have got the robots from last week to do this. They were so eager to take over the show. So I'm going to play out with a track called, which is very suitable, which is from Go Home Productions, which is from his, he did a WFMU mix, which I played, I don't know if I played tracks from, but I mentioned on the show. And what it is it's Lennon's, or John Lennon, and I think Yoko Ono, but John Lennon's, I imagine, mixed with Play the Game by Queen. And as I say, have a good Valentine's Day, and I will see you soon. Would be helpful if you actually started it properly.
Open up your mind and let me step inside. Rest your weary head and let your heart decide. It's so easy when you know the rules.